Gem Talk. I'm so annoyed. Okay, why am I starting the episode like this? Oh my gosh. Okay, so ever since I started doing, like, opening myself up to you guys on TikTok, follow me on TikTok if you don't already, the Ruby Michelle. It's like, I can't stop thinking these are my friends for real, and I'm like FaceTiming someone or whatever. Which is crazy. Like, how am I more comfortable talking to my phone right now than, like, talking to my friends? My friends are great people, but it's, like, it's different when it's, like, you know? Anyways, let me get to the point. So, I'm annoyed because it's 11:06. I've been supposed to be sleeping since, like, 9 p.m. Because, you know, change my lifestyle. I wake up early now. I got stuff to do early in the morning. I have to wake up at 6 a.m. And I put my alarm at 5:55 a.m. Call me corny, but I feel like it's cute waking up during angel number hours. But listen, I'm supposed to be asleep right now, so this will be really quick. Wow. I'm annoyed because I just, like, you know, I put my head down. My uncle's talking real loud right now, so I can't really fall asleep, but I lay down. It's crazy because you're probably like, why is she not getting to the point now? Because I hate when people don't get to the point quickly. But let me tell you exactly what I'm talking about. I lay down and I'm like, you know when you're tired and you feel your eyes cannot stay open no more? So you're like, yeah, let me go to sleep. But then you get that burst of energy and you start thinking about life scenarios. And it's just like you start thinking about life scenarios that are so deep that you start crying. So I had to stop myself from crying and go on TikTok because I was like, what's going on? And then because I was supposed to upload an episode today, but I literally had nothing to talk about because I've just been focusing on myself this week, and it's just like I'm not thinking about anything else but meditation, prayers, and stuff like that. But listen, I go on TikTok, and this girl was like, she was talking about being a retired people pleaser. And you guys, all week, I'm like, okay, well, I'm in my healing era. I've been in my healing era since 1998, but let me tell you, I've been like doing some self-reflection and everything, okay? And honestly, I couldn't put my hand on what was making me so sad. Like, I went through a heartbreak on my birthday, and like, obviously it hurt, but then that heartbreak was so painful and embarrassing that I completely did a 360 on my life. Like, I purged like everything that did not belong to in my life no more, and attracted everything that did the work to attract everything that I wanted in my life. I'm still doing that. I'm saying it like it's like in past tense, but I'm still doing that. But as I'm unlearning things about myself, I'm learning so many things about myself. Let me tell you how that makes sense. In life, there's a lot of things, especially with people like me. I feel like when you're a workaholic and you love to have fun, you just don't think about stuff. You don't take the time to sit down and think about stuff. And like, there's a lot of like thoughts or reactions I would get. And I'd be like, whoa, new Ruby doesn't like that. Why is old Ruby trying to like jump at that right now? For example, like there's certain rooms I'll walk in and be like, oh no, they won't like me. But girl, why do you think they won't like you? You don't even know these people. And it's because of like what old Ruby, the habits and the thoughts that, and the habits that old Ruby built for herself. But like, I remember when that happened lately, I'd be like, whoa, I have to unlearn that quick. And I changed my mindset quick, like that pow. And then it's like my whole reality changed at the same time too. When I tell you, the power of the mind is so powerful. I feel like people don't take it in. Or I feel like I didn't take it in, so I'm telling you guys, you know what I mean? The power of the mind is so powerful. We need to acknowledge the fact that it is so important to take the time to unlearn the things that we've picked up over time. And important to know that life will reward you for that, you know? Anyways, so I'm a retired people pleaser. Even today, like, I was approached by my friend in a certain way, and that's my sis, whatever. But my reaction was like, girl, you're not about to talk to me like this. And obviously, I said it in a polite way. But it's one of those where if it was before, I would have let that happen, and I would have probably, like, victimized myself and stuff like that. And it's like, we're not doing that now. So when I politely shared my opinion on the way I was approached about the situation, I was really surprised with myself, because I'm like, wait, girl, who is this? She's standing up for herself now? That's crazy. And also being very selfish, like, not feeling bad about not being able to show up at work for something that I know is important, because I know responsibilities are important. If you have a responsibility with the job, you need to show up. But if I have something that's important and I cannot show up, Miss Mamas, I'm not going to feel bad. Or like, just putting myself first overall and just unlearning like the whole thing of like putting people first and just putting their emotions first and just hiding my emotions and stuff like that. Like, it's like, no, we're not doing that. So as I'm unlearning this, I've found myself getting into these moments where I get so sad and frustrated. Like, literally Sunday, I was like chilling and like, I was thinking a lot, you know, and I was like thinking about how my last heartbreak, the person that broke my heart or hurt my feelings, ugh, saying hurt my feelings, it sounds so corny because I'm giving them so much power, but it's like, the situation just broke my heart, and I don't even think it's about them. I think it's about me, because it broke my heart in a sense that I was like, how am I still in the same position I was in last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago? No. Like, it was just a loop. Like, it's like I was going through the same episode over and over again. And I was really heartbroken after that situation, because I remember doing all the work and finally moving on. And like, it's like I gave in to something that I knew was not for me. And I think after that, it made me realize how much I gave in to other situations that weren't for me. Like, how many times I let someone treat me like shit and gave the excuse of like, oh, they don't know how to love, it's not their fault. Girl, I will be damned if I have that mentality again. I will be damned. Or like, we have so much history. We grew up together. So we owe each other that loyalty. Like, huh? I realized after that one that people don't have the same heart as me. If I claim you as a as family, as friend, whatever, people will feel it. I remember my godbrother wanted to come to my event, and he wanted to surprise me, and he didn't know all the details of the event. He didn't know like the tickets, and like, he had to show tickets at the door, whatever, because he's mad young and he's not on socials like that. But he just knew about the event, right? And then he pulls up to the door, tells the person that's doing security, he's like, oh, the person that's doing security is like, oh, you need a ticket. He's like, oh, I'm Ruby's godbrother, and I didn't know. And he's, as soon as he said, I'm Ruby's brother, he's like, oh, okay, my bad, like, you're Ruby's brother, get in. Because people know, it's the energy I give. Like, you come to the club I work at, I will make sure you're blessed. You come around me, I'll make sure you're good. Like, that's just how I am. If I really mess with you, like, if I really consider you. And if you're, like, if you're just an acquaintance, whatever, like, I'm going to show you love, but hold on. Hold a minute. Well, hold up. Wait a minute, you know? So, yeah. I used to give so much love like that to people and so much importance to people, thinking, like, because of the history, because of the ups and downs we've been together, because of, like, what we've really been through, the person would show the same energy. And I've been through situations like that too many times to continue like this. So I understand that people don't have my heart, or, like, people don't see certain situations like that. And sometimes you really have to face the fact that people won't fuck with you like you fuck with them. Like, people will not... Like, you, like, I could see you as, like, my sister, and to you, I'm just an acquaintance. And it's so sad, but that's just how life goes. That's just how life is. And it's, like, I was like, ugh, I can't trust no one. Like, I don't know who loves me like I love them. But to live a life paranoid like that takes so much energy. And listen, I don't like things that are complicated. So that's why I continue to love as much as I can the way that I taught myself how to love. So, all this to say, I am no longer doing all that, like, where I'm, like, giving people that energy if I don't want to give it to them, because I knew them since I'm, like, 5 years old. Like, for time doesn't really matter. Because someone I've known within 30 seconds can impact my life more than someone that I've known in 30 years. I haven't even lived for 30 years, you know what I mean? But anyways, I'm a retired people pleaser. I didn't even get to the point of, like, what the girl said in the TikTok. But the girl was like, as a retired people pleaser, thinking about how good of a person I choose to be, and how a lot of people that I love or loved chose to take advantage of my people-pleasing ways hurts, and it makes me angry. And Sunday, I had that moment where I was thinking about all the disappointments I've had in the people that I've given my heart to, and I'm like, why am I so angry right now? Why am I even thinking about this? Like, I'm past that. Like, you know what I mean? But it's not even about those people. It's about, like, I literally prayed to God. I'm like, God, it's not even about that. Like, I was telling God, like, it's the fact that I let myself be treated like that. Because I would have never let my little sister in a situation like that. I would have never let my mother, my grandmother, my friends, the girls I call my sisters, my cousin, in a situation like that. You would have never caught me allowing them to be in a situation where a person is hurting them the way I've let people hurt me. So, and seeing how much I love myself now, and seeing how much I let slide, ugh. It's the type, like, I cried, guys, because I was like, I did not deserve that. And I wish I could go back and protect myself in those situations, because people see the opportunity of someone that is so kind, the opportunity to use that person that is so kind, and use it to fuel their ego, fuel their insecurities, their voids, without even noticing it. That's the crazy part, too. Because there's some evil people out there that are going to do it while noticing it, and just take advantage of you just for their own for their own what, sorry? For their own advantage. What? But there's people that don't even know themselves to that extent and don't even understand themselves to that extent. So they're gonna be like, huh, what do you mean I'm using you, babes? The void you've had since you've been the void you've had since you've been on this earth, that you've never fully understood, that you've never really acknowledged, is making you use people that are so nice to you because you've never had someone that nice to you in your life. And it's like, that's why you really have to beware. You have to beware of a woman with a broken heart. Beware of a man with a broken heart, because people are just hurt people. And a lot of people have voids they don't even know they have. And that's why they go out every day. That's why they drink every day. That's why they smoke every day. That's why they have attachment issues and have different boyfriends and girlfriends every day. That's why they haven't had a job since they've been born, just on their ass, because they're using someone to purchase or to support the lifestyle they have, because they don't believe in themselves enough to get up, get a job, or get up, create a business, get up, create a fucking TikTok that could give you money or something like that. So they'll use someone else. And it's like, I'm not saying just go out here and don't trust anyone. Don't. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is, like, beware. Because people are out here lost. And if you found yourself, do not lose yourself in the hands of someone that is lost. If you found yourself, protect yourself. Protect your energy. Protect your heart. Protect your soul. So that no one on this earth could ever say, yeah, I played her. Yeah, I used all her qualities and her assets to my advantage. Yeah, she's dumb. Yeah, she's naive. No one could ever say that. I'm the type of person, my whole life people have been telling me, stop giving access to people so easily, stop being so naive. I understand now, because I understand. But now that I'm building the boundaries, I don't like to speak in past tense when I say things, because a lot of people, especially on social media, where they're like, how do you want to know how I went from this to this? I did this and that. And they're saying they did all this work like it's done. It's not done. It's never done. The work you're doing, no matter where you go in life, I could be in the biggest mansion and have all the money in the world, and have everything I've ever wanted, I'm still going to be working on myself. So that's why I always try to switch when I speak in the past, past tense, and to speak in the present tense, because we're always constantly working on ourselves. And now that I opened that subject, I forgot the previous subject that I was talking about. This is crazy. I should probably get that checked, because I always forget things so easily. What was I talking about? I was talking about parenthèse, past tense, working on myself. Sorry, guys. Wow, this is insane. And the thing is, I can't even go back and listen to what I said. But I remember now. So yeah, the work I've been doing on myself, and the boundaries I've been learning to have, it's like, I'm still going to be the nice old social ass fuck Ruby, but people can't play me. I'm here looking over my shoulder, boop, boop, bop, 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 because people can't play me. Like, I've had that person in my life that has played me from A to Z, that has shown me all the tricks in the books, baby. I know now, okay? So, I know what to avoid from someone, based on the pain that I've dealt with. I know the red flags that I cannot deal with. I know the type of personalities I can't deal with. I know the type of deal breakers that I have in friendships and in relationships now. So it's like, I'm gonna still be me, but I'm forever gonna protect my peace, protect my heart. And yeah, so this is the thought of a retired people pleaser. Like, thinking about how I let people do me dirty hurts so bad, but I can't live in the past. I can only move forward and do better. Because at the end of the day, this is your world. They just live in it. So you're, however you think people are thinking you're dumb, or people think like they can take advantage of you however they want, let them think that. While you're working on yourself, the universe, someone will show them naturally that you're not one of them. So yeah, man, that's all I had to say for today. Have a good day, night, beautiful morning, whatever, what time, I don't know what time it is here right now, but I'm sending you lots of love.